This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Business with Nolutando Mthonthi Mlambo. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Fridays, 6 to 7 p.m. on Power 98.7.
18:23 on Power Business. Our next conversation, we're speaking all things business confidence. RMB and the Bureau for Economic Research have released the Business Confidence Index for the second quarter of 2023. And that's recorded a fifth consecutive quarter that has seen a decline. And Siobhan Redford, who is RMB SA economist, joins us to unpack this index. Siobhan, always a pleasure. Good evening.
Good evening.
Siobhan, an analyst once said to me, South Africa has a deep confidence issue. Is this what this data is telling us?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think we can be seen for being a bit negative about where we are and everything we see. But unfortunately, I think that the fundamentals are backing up this decline in business confidence that we've seen from 36 index points down to 27. So a really steep decline driven by, you know, continuous load shedding, increase in costs of operation, narrower margins, lower profitability, and high interest rates. So, you know, really a lot of kind of headwinds coming businesses' way.
Now, Siobhan, what we are seeing here is, you know, the index falling 9 points. For me, that's quite a bit. I'm wondering if it's the same. And we're also seeing the lowest level of confidence since 2020. Is this making reference to COVID-19 times?
Yes, it is. And I mean, I think it's, you know, obviously, I think the circumstances are quite different. Mm-hmm. You know, 2020 is... Yeah. You know, literally were prevented from doing any operations. So, for example, when you think about it, the five sectors that we survey were pretty much cut from doing business to a great extent for quite an extended period of time. You know, we are above the very lowest of the COVID period, but, you know, we are kind of at that area where it's close to what it would look like. Definitely a concern, and really about, you know, this time, rather than being kind of a major global shock, more about domestic problems.
Now, Siobhan, we know this index looks at five different sectors. I'd like us to unpack them, you know, separately, maybe starting with manufacturing. The reason I'd like to start with manufacturing is recently we got that GDP data. And, you know, manufacturing surprised on the upside in terms of contributing to that first quarter. Now, of course, this makes reference to the second quarter. So I'm wondering if there had been a change there, you know, in terms of sentiments and you know, how then we make sense of it compared to that GDP data.
So interestingly enough, manufacturing sentiment remained flat at 17. But let's bear in mind what that means is that less than 2 out of 10 respondents, or basically less than 1 out of 5 respondents, were not happy with prevailing business conditions. So it remains flat, but at a, you know, very low level for confidence. And, you know, if you think about it, your manufacturing sector is highly dependent. Reliable electricity supply to continue manufacturing. A number of these businesses, you know, if they have already owned generators or are procuring generators, or having to run them quite heavily with very high prices, you know, for example, for fuel costs. And, you know, so that's definitely been, I think, one of the things contributing to a poor environment. And as you say, I mean, we did see a relatively positive outcome for manufacturing in the first quarter. But what is really worth bearing in mind is that we still remain below our pre-COVID levels in terms of our volumes of manufacturing on aggregate. So technically, you know, I think if we weren't facing this level of load shedding, you know, if interest rates weren't quite so high, if unfortunately our port and rail system were a little bit more reliable, you'd probably see manufacturing doing so much better in this country than it currently is.
Very interesting, Siobhan. I'd like us to also look at building contractors. You know, if we look at some of the indices that just look at this segment, they've also been very depressed for a while. I'm wondering how that's fared this time around.
Sure. Again, flat, but at 43. So probably the best performing sector, you know, a little bit less than half of respondents unhappy with the prevailing conditions. And, you know, as you say, the building sector has really been in the doldrums for an extended period of time. Descent began even before the economic shocks coming from the pandemic and everything that has come up thereafter. However, the sector, you know, does seem to have bottomed out and are benefiting, obviously, from a couple of factors. One of them being the rebuild that, you know, we have to see in the aftermath of firstly the protest that had some damage to some property in some parts of Gauteng. Mm-hmm. That then was followed less than a year later by those very damaging floods. And then you also have it, you know, we also have this increased interest by business and those households who can afford it to, you know, to put in kind of alternative energy supply or solutions. And so this is, you know, in keeping demand relatively elevated for the sector, even as this immigration, which was definitely one of the factors that boosted last quarter's print has to the Western Cape has started easing. So, you know, there are factors that are definitely buoying the sector, but we don't think that, you know, we're going to see a shootout of the lights recovery, but definitely a little bit more positivity there than probably the rest of the sector surveyed.
Now, Siobhan, we don't have much time left, but I'm just keen to find out from you, what do you think it will take to lift confidence over at least the short to medium term, or if there even, you know, is a possibility for that to happen?
I would like to say there's always a possibility mm-hmm. for it to happen, but I think it is, it's going to be a challenge. So it, you know, really comes down to improving our structural constraints, taking us out of you know, this continuous rate of continuous load shedding that we're seeing pretty much every day. You know, I think if we don't see stage 8 load shedding somehow during winter, which is not really our base case, that would probably be a bit of a boost and a positive one, even though anything, you know, any load shedding is generally quite bad, especially the higher levels. And to be honest, seeing better activity, particularly in China, we do depend on them for exports, and also possibly at some stage, inflation coming down enough to allow our interest rates to also, you know, ease somewhat.
Well, that sounds like possible, but not easy, Siobhan. Thank you so much for your time this evening. A pleasure catching up with you.
Likewise.
That was Siobhan Redford, RMB SA economist, speaking to us about the RMB Burr Business Confidence Index for the second quarter of 2023. 1831, let's head over to Power News headlines.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.